Thank you and welcome to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on today's program. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and visit Valentine.com. Check out 50 things to do in Cherry County, the scenic Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, and the International Dark Skies Park. To plan your next Midwest adventure, go to visitvalentine.com or .org and check out the list of things coming up for the summer celebrations right here in Cherry County, Nebraska. Knowledge is infinite. Knowledge is a tale that never ceases. Each issue is a landmark, every edition a revelation. Agriculture may be our focus, but knowledge is the heart that sustains Tri-State Livestock News, a steadfast convention from our first publication to our latest issue, Continuous Knowledge. Check it out at tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read. Kim, as I have alluded to earlier on programs, that we have Flag Day coming up. And so that's June 14th, where you're supposed to fly your flag, and then you're supposed to fly your flag all the way through the July 4th holiday. So I thought it'd be interesting, maybe on The Good Stuff, to give you a little bit of facts or trivia about the flag that maybe you're not aware of. So how about this one? A high school student designed the 50-star pattern. That's right. According to Reader's Digest, Bob Heft came up with the 50-star design for a school project, and his teacher only gave him a B. But Bob didn't give up. After making calls and writing letters to the White House, and after Alaska and Hawaii eventually gained statehood, President Eisenhower finally decided on Bob's take on the flag. Because you asked, yes, his teacher did raise his grade to an A after that. So it pays. Persistence pays off there. Kim, what do you have to share today on The Good Stuff?
I've got 20 years of marriage. After 20 years of marriage, a couple was lying in bed one evening when the wife felt her husband begin to touch her in ways he hadn't in quite some time. It almost tickled as his fingers started at her neck and then began moving down past the small of her back. He then slid his hand across her shoulders and neck, slowly worked it down one side, then the other, stopping just over her lower stomach. He then proceeded to place his hand on her left inner arm, caressed downward again, working down her side, gently over and then down her leg to her calf. He continued in the same manner on her right side and then suddenly stopped, rolled over, and became silent. As she had become quite interested in his actions by this time, she asked in a loving voice, "That was wonderful. Why did you stop?" He replies, "I found the remote."
Uh-oh, I kind of seen that one coming.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Kim, if a 911 operator has a heart attack, who do they call?
That's a really good question. Yeah. 911 operators should have that thought out.
There should be a button they just push.
Yes, exactly.
What else can you share today?
Well, Zach Dean from Valentine handed this to me earlier. And you know how you get common phrases or whatever, but you don't always know where they came from?
Yeah.
Well, I've got some of these and where they came from. Turn a blind eye.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
That's interesting.
It's often used to refer to a willful refusal to acknowledge a particular reality. It dates back to a legendary chapter in the career of the British naval hero Horatio Nelson. During 1801's Battle of Copenhagen, Nelson's ships were pitted against a large Danish-Norwegian fleet. When his more conservative superior officer flagged for him to withdraw, the one-eyed Nelson supposedly brought his telescope to his bad eye and blithely proclaimed, "I really do not see the signal." He went on to score a decisive victory. Some historians have since dismissed Nelson's famous quip as merely a battlefield myth, but the phrase, "turn a blind eye," persists to this day. And also, I've got one about white elephants. White elephants were once considered highly sacred creatures in Thailand. The animal even graced the national flag until 1917, but they were also wielded as a subtle form of punishment. According to legend, if an underline or rival angered a Siamese king, the royal might present the unfortunate man with the gift of a white elephant. While it looked like it was a reward, the creatures were tremendously expensive to feed and house, and caring for one often drove the recipient into financial ruin. Whether any specific rulers actually bestowed such a passive-aggressive gift is uncertain, but the term has since come to refer to any burdensome possession, pachyderm or otherwise.
And that's The Good Stuff.